such a good song, man.
Hey, Rich, this song brought the house down at my Yacht Rock Review concert.
Oh, no, this is not Yacht Rock.
I'm telling you,
don't tell me that.
They played this. I mean, it's you're in Boston, right? I mean, you got to.
Yeah.
But this song brought it the house down, man.
You know what? I went and saw Boston years ago when Brad Delp, rest in peace, was still alive. And I remember I went with the pure curiosity just to see if he could hit that note live.
Let's step away!
Like when he gets like a... And that SOB killed it.
Really?
He just absolutely nailed it. It sounded just like the album. And you can tell when they're singing over a track... That they were so good live. And you're right, that first album's fantastic.
Was that when Joan Jett opened up for them at the Garden?
No. I didn't see it here. I saw it like years ago. It was like probably around like the late 90s I saw them. And they killed it, absolutely killed it. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson here on 93.7 WEEI, 617-779-7937. I want to take Dave in the car because we were just playing this
real quick
thing.
Before we do that, can I give you a little Gonzalez update?
Yeah, please. Oh, God.
So, Christian Gonzalez, no news in that sense.
Oh,
you're not right. You're wrong.
Okay.
But Gonzalez is speaking. As expected, he's avoiding most of his contract talk and whether he would miss practices, or he says he's not getting into that. He does say, and hopefully you'll have the audio here shortly, there are certain things that go into a contract that my team wants. I'm focused on this day, this practice. We'll see where we go from here. But here's the quote I think that stands out. Mike Cadlick put this on social. My team has made it known what we feel I'm worth. The right people know what I'm worth.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to put it.
Yeah, that just says to me.
Like if you're in the know, you know for your football, you know what he's worth. Kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a number, they got a number.
Not today, Rich. Wrong again.
Wrong.
Damn it. Hey, the day's not over yet. Who knows? Maybe it's all
true.
Front.
That's true.
Let's go to David in the car right now. David, on line three, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
So, how you doing? Good afternoon, guys. So, great topic you guys are touching base about how Mr. Kraft or whoever might have said how New England, not Mr. Kraft, but whoever said that New England won all those games with less money. Yeah, they did, but they're forgetting one thing. That Mr. Tom Brady, and let's call him Mr. Tom Brady because that's what he deserves, kept negotiating his contract, taking less money to keep certain guys here so they could win. So that's a page that Drake May needs to learn.
Uh-oh.
Christian Gonzalez needs to learn.
Oh, boy.
Anybody comes in, A.J. Brown coming in now needs to learn for the future if he sticks around, if he has a good year. They need to learn.
Mr. Kraft loves
that
you,
this
David.
Is what Mr. Brady, this is what he did. He took less money over and over and over again until he left because at that point he was fed up. He had given them 6 championships and got nothing in return. Mr. Drake May went to the Super Bowl. He didn't win it. If he won it, it would be a different
mindset. Tiny Tim, David?
Jeez, Jackson.
David.
Jackson.
No, it's funny. No, that's what Tiny Tim did. He always called some, you know, anybody Mister. He talked to by Mr. I love David.
Let's let Ted go. Ted, the floor.
I mean, do you guys know what I'm going to say?
We got a Ted take.
No, I'm
you don't. You don't know what I'm
going to say. Give it off the top of your Ted.
I just can't believe that David thinks that we won those championships because Tom Brady took less money. That's what you're saying. Like that he needs to, Gonzalez needs to, you know, follow the Patriot way in the old days when you take less money so that you can build a team. And even though the team that's forced, you know, asking you to take less money so they can build a team, better team around you is dead last in cash spending, dead last. Right, so the money that they save by not paying you, they don't use on anybody else like they tell you they're going to. I just can't believe fans are falling for that.
Oh, that is Robert's dream fan right there, David.
Oh, my God. I mean,
check the number. Are we sure that didn't come from Stacey James?
Wow.
617 texture. Get Bobby's nephew off the air.
That's amazing to me that fans side with billionaire owners more than they do.
Well, not only that. So now Curran, we're going to have Curran on Thursday or Friday this week. He was on last week, and remember, he stunned us by saying, are we sure Witherspoon's not better? And I think, you know, they're very informed by the team. So now Phil Perry was on Early Edition yesterday. Some of the same stuff starting to come out. So, Jackson, you have this clip? Let me hear this.
Christian Gonzalez is looking at this thinking he's the best corner in football and that he should be paid as the best corner in football across the board, really, when it comes to every single metric. And that happens a lot of times when the guy is the latest to come up. in terms of at his position group, and he's this caliber player. I'm not sure the Patriots are eager to do that. And I think there's an argument there to be made. Hey, Devin Witherspoon has made 3 Pro Bowls. You've made 1. He won a Super Bowl. He's played 11 more games than you, or 9 more games than you, over the course of the last 3 years. You know, so can we get you closer to what Witherspoon's range is? And I think that's probably where the impasse is.
See, there it is. Mm. That's how the Patriots feel about it. They think they're making the case Witherspoon's a better player, and he should not make a dollar more.
Devin Witherspoon's got like a bunch of good defensive players around him, and right now, Christian Gonzalez has to be the man. He holds that defense together.
You're right.
I take a look at what's on Seattle, the talent that is on the other side of the ball in Seattle. I mean, who has to do more work? Honestly, who has to put more on his shoulders every single game? Christian Gonzalez. This is crazy if that's what they're trying to do. Mm. If they're trying to compare him and him, they're both extremely good. And would Devin Witherspoon be able to be as Christian Gonzalez here? I don't know. But one thing stands out. Christian Gonzalez has to do more with less than Devin Witherspoon.
Yeah, if the Crafts think that he's not as good as Devin Witherspoon, why did they wait for the Devin Witherspoon deal to come out? And then
now they want that to set the market.
And he said, Robert Kraft said that they're going to make Christian Gonzalez the highest paid corner.
So maybe they're offering him the same deal. Because Elliot Wolf was asked today, do you still want to make Gonzalez the highest paid corner?
You realize that's not how it works. Like even if you think Devin Witherspoon's a better cornerback, even if Chris Gonzalez like the third best or the fourth best, it's like Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown wasn't the best basketball player in the NBA, but he got the highest contract because of the timing of it.
Yes.
It's about timing. It's not about even if he's not better than Devin Witherspoon, he's pretty damn close. So that would warrant a better contract just because he's the next guy in line to get paid.
Ted, unfortunately, there is a mentality that's out there now because they know that Brady took less money, obviously. I mean, but then again, he wanted more. We know why he left. He didn't get that 2-year goodbye deal. But the thing is, he took less money, and then there's this whole thing with Jalen Brunson, taking less money, and all of a sudden the Knicks
win
a championship. Hey,
that's true.
Good luck, Mike Vrabel, because Vrabel's got to sell culture and hey, this is where you want to come. Dude, guys won't want to come here if this is how they treat their star players. I'm telling you, it runs counter to what Vrabes is trying to build here.
Well, let's go to Steve in the truck on line 2. Steve, love having you call. You got 30 seconds, my man, before we got a break. What's up, buddy?
Well, good enough, gentlemen. You know, Dave always comes on and talks about how much of a businessman he is. Well, Dave, you're a moron. I'm sorry. If you're a businessman and that's how you run your business, you're an idiot because you're as good as the people around you. And to say Brady took less money, he may have made money, taking less on his annual average. But how come he didn't have great receivers around until he had Randy Moss?
Yeah.
How come he didn't have all that?
I mean, listen, Steve, I think that is a crazy thing to do, to ask these athletes to take less money when they're still not spending as much as they should anyway.
That Brunson, you're right about the Brunson deal. That's another bad comp. A lot of owners are going to sink their teeth into that. Look what this guy did.
I think in basketball, the star player taking less money is the most impact.
It's huge now. They keep talking second apron and better of another team.
Ted, we said this a couple months ago. We said when Drake finally next season sits down and talks about an extension, don't think for a second that the Crafts aren't going to go, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, my other son, he took less money. Why don't you be like the GOAT? We'll be there around you. You know that's what he's going to do. Would you put it past Robert Kraft to try to at least pull that with Drake May and invoke Tom Brady's name?
Yep, I'd say no. But then he'd say, okay, well then, where do you guys rank cash spending? If you're not going to spend it on me, then who are you spending it on?
Yeah.
That's what I would come back with.
All right. We got good calls. 617-779-7937. Keep them coming, baby. I love it. Get Christian Gonzalez signed enough